So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned that according to Rabbah, there is no difference between using tzedin and tzedet tzedin of a tree. If tzedin are aser, so are tzedet tzedin, and if tzedet tzedin are mutter, so are tzedin. Eisiv Reb Mesharshi l'Rabbah. Reb Mesharshi asked from a braisa that allows using a basket that hangs on a peg attached to a tree, but seemingly would not allow using a basket that hangs directly on a tree. Apparently, according to the braisa, tzedet tzedin is mutter, but tzedin are aser. Amra Papa. A Papa answers that the Braisa must be speaking about a basket that is very narrow, and the person who tries to take something out of the basket would move the tree if the basket were hanging directly on the tree. It therefore turns out that the Braisa only forbids using the tree directly, but tzedin, and of course tzedet tzedin, would be mutter. V'helchasa tzedin asurin, tzedet tzedin mutarin. Even though Rabbah disagrees, the Gemara concludes that tzedin are asur and tzedet tzedin are mutter, therefore, when leaning a ladder that we will need to use on Shabbos, we should be careful not to lean it directly on the tree, but on pegs that are attached to the tree. Zok the Mishnah. Matirin pekiya amr lefnei behema, umefasvasin esakipin, avaloyas azirin. We may untie bundles of straw in front of an animal, and we may scatter kipin for it, but no zirin. The Gemara offers two opinions, which differ in halacha and in the meaning of the items mentioned. Rav Huna holds, lemitrach beuch letarchinan, leshab yeuch leloy mashvinan. One may exert himself to improve foods, but not to make food on Shabbos. Therefore, we may untie and scatter both pekin and kippin, double and triple bound straw, thereby improving it, but may not do the same with zirin, a type of twig with leaves, because it is generally used for heating, and by preparing it for the animals, he's making it a oichel. Rav Yehuda holds, shavi uchel mashvinan mitrach buchel loiterchinan. We may make foods edible for animals on Shabbos, but may not work too hard just to make the food better. Therefore, we may untie both pekin and zirin, double and triple bound bundles of straw, because while tied up, they cannot be eaten, and by untying them, they become edible. But we may not scatter either one, because once untied and edible, we may not exert ourselves to improve it. However, we may untie and even scatter kippin, a type of twig with leaves, because the animal will not eat them unless scattered. The Gemara proceeds to question both opinions from several Mishnais and a Braisa, and resolves them all by saying that they are discussing specific situations according to the respective opinions. Zok the Mishnah, in oifsin es agamol v'loy dursin avo malitin. One may not overstuff a camel with food, but may put food down its throat. In ma'abrin es agolim avo malitin. One may not fatten calves, but may put food down their throats. There are two opinions as to the difference between ma'amrin and malitin. Rabbi Yehuda says hamra is stuffing the food to a deeper place where the animal cannot return it, and halot is to a place not as deep from where it can return it. Rav Chizda says that in both cases you stuff it to where the food cannot return. Hamra is with a kli, a utensil, and halot is by hand. The Gemara cites a braisa which says one may feed chicken and dogs because mizaynoisan olecha, it is incumbent upon you to feed them because they depend on you for their food. But it may not feed doves and pigs even when only placing the food before them because they do not rely on you for their food. Similarly, our Mishnah taught, one may not put water before bees and doves in the dovecote, presumably because they can find water on their own. But one may put water before geese, chickens, and Herodian doves because they depend on you. Since we mentioned dogs and pigs, the Gemara cites a pasuk from which you learn that Yudeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bikelev Shemezaynoisav Mu'atim Lefikach Shoyach Eloseh B'mayay Shloish Yom. Hashem knows that a dog does not get much food. Therefore, he made its food stay in its stomach for 3 days. Rav Nuna recommended feeding stray dogs provided that you take precautions to make sure it does not follow you. Amar Papa, Les Te'ani Mikalba V'les Te'atr Mechazira. There is no poorer animal than a dog and none richer than a pig. The Mishnah said, one may force feed chickens. We may mix bran with water, but not need it. Our Mishnah is in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, who holds, we are not chayiv for kneading on Shabbos if we merely place both ingredients together, unless we actually need the mixture.